his first.
Go. Hello and welcome back to Experts Hour. It's been a long break, but we're back. This is our final podcast ever. I'm Aaron Hirsch. I'm joined here by
Devin Hendrick,
Josh Mann,
and Dawson Wolf.
For our final podcast ever, we thought it would be fun to do a senior edition of this Experts Hour.
Oh,
no
boy.
Sports, no fantasy, just senior of high school and high school in general.
Man, this is going to be very, very fun. We're going to look back at the four previous years, and we might even put a little favorite podcast section in there.
Oh, we might have to.
Potentially.
But to start off, let's go over our favorite high school moments from every single year. We will all choose one moment from freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year to discuss on this podcast. So we'll start with freshman year. Aaron, how about you start?
Oh, I need a minute to think.
Yeah,
how are we supposed to think of this?
Yeah.
All right, someone else go first. I'm still thinking.
All right, Dawson.
So back in freshman year, we were all obsessed with NBA 2K, whatever year.
My Team Mobile,
whatever year it was.
A continuation from middle school.
Yes, yeah. And Aaron was the most obsessed out of everyone. He spent hours and hours, especially on his beach trip. He didn't even go to the beach. He just sat inside and played My Team Mobile.
That's not what happened, bro.
There was this tournament.
You know I love the beach more than
There was this tournament called the Rivals Clash. And if you got a certain rank in the whole entire world, you'd get a good reward. And Aaron was going for the 1300 mark to get a very good card. He grinded all weekend playing nonstop and played many, many hours just to end up getting the place of 1302.
Yes, two spots away from getting the card, so he failed miserably.
Or maybe it was 1602. It was one of those. I don't remember.
And we let Aaron freaking have it on Twitter and everything. We killed Aaron, and he almost cried, I feel like. It was bad.
And I also would like to say that was back when I was actually good at NBA 2K. I just want to say that.
Okay. So for freshman sophomore year, me and Devin have the same memory, so I'll talk about the freshman year ones. There were a lot of funny homecoming freshman year memories. And we have, this is a little inside joke about with our friends about Aaron. Obviously, every moment has to involve Aaron because Aaron has done some funny things. Mm. And this one is shoulders. We cannot really explain, but it's just a nice inside joke we have. And that was definitely my favorite memory from freshman year.
Oh, yeah. That one's a good one. Aaron, have you thought of your memory yet?
Yeah, I just... besides the when starter packs are going around on Twitter, those are so funny.
Oh yeah,
that's part of it. And then the other one, my other favorite moment from freshman year was when our soccer team won the county championship. That was a good time.
Also, another thing that was very popular during freshman year was the age long blue black dress and gold white dress debate.
Oh, that was good. That was good. All right, we'll move to sophomore year. Sophomore year, Devin, you can share our memory.
Oh, this is one of my all-time favorite
sophomore
memories.
Year, personally, my favorite year of high school. That was my best year.
Well, we're all big NBA fans here, you know that. And you know Aaron loves the Warriors. So the Warriors had this stacked team, best record of all time, 73-9, in the finals against the Cleveland Cavaliers, a weak Cleveland Cavaliers team. They had a 3-1 lead, and our friend Aaron loves to tweet all these things about how he thinks it's funny that the Cavs fans thought they had a chance and that the series was just over and LeBron's past his prime. But
I wasn't smart enough to realize the NBA was rigged at that point.
The NBA is not rigged. Shut up.
The Cavaliers made a miraculous comeback. 3-1, stunning the Warriors in game 7 as Kyrie Irving hits a nice fadeaway 3 from the top right of the 3-point arc.
And over Steph Curry in his mouth.
And everyone just let Aaron have it after tweeting all those tweets. And I still have the screenshots today, up to date. And they're still funny to look back on.
My phone almost froze because our group message was going freaking crazy. Oh my god, that was hilarious. We also can't remember LeBron James' block on Andre Iguodala. That was ridiculous. That might be the best block of all time. Oh wow. That was hilarious.
I looked on Twitter real quick and found one from 2015. I don't know what year that was. That was our sophomore year, right?
It was freshman year.
Whatever, I'm still going to share it. Hashtag buzzer beater month.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I'm going to play one of the videos.
That's a great one. I remember that.
Lynn for the win.
Bang. That was spring of freshman year. I remember that.
You want to explain?
So basically, we just took the best buzzer beaters and shots from the NBA and tried to recreate it in person and like put the audio behind it, so it made it seem like we were actually in the NBA.
What is that?
All right, Aaron, what is your favorite memory from sophomore year?
Oh my God, sophomore year. I don't know. I got to think. Sophomore year was the year I started my YouTube channel. And we all know how that worked out. That it was a fun time.
Year.
Huh?
I think that was junior year.
No, was it? Sophomore year.
That was sophomore year. That was a fun time.
Slither.
And also the 2K Slither. It was all fun.
Slither time. Was a very popular game our sophomore year.
All right. Let's move to the movie.
Also, I just want to bring this to attention. On this day in history, star guard Cole Peterson catches record-setting shark on live TV.
All the Twitter accounts. It was just a fun year. I remember.
All right, let's move to the most stressful year of high school, junior year. My personal favorite memory of junior year was after all the stress had been over. It was towards the end of the year. It was our playoff game for baseball. And Reservoir had beat us the first time bad. And we got our revenge in the playoffs by beating them 7-0. And that was just a fun moment of my life and one of the most I'll remember ever.
That was a great day.
I can't really think of one, but one that does come to mind. It's not really a memory, but that's the time when me and Aaron both got our licenses. And
oh, there my are many God. Funny best moment car of my life. Best moment of my life. Oh, getting my license in the summer before junior year. I don't know what I'd do without my license. It's just literally the best thing ever.
There's many funny car stories, but I'm not going to share any.
Well, what was that, Devin? I couldn't hear what you said.
We could all roast Aaron for his poor driving ability, but
you said he backed into a ditch? What?
We don't have to go to the olden days.
Back in the olden days.
And we don't have to go to the
Pokemon Go was very popular.
Oh, yeah, man, that's true.
I remember the junior year summer when we went to Daniel's Dam and jumped off the waterfall. That was very fun.
Junior year was a great year for me because I beat Aaron in 2 fantasy sports. That's right. The Forte Inch blank.
Ditka.
Beat Aaron. And also the Cleveland Browns upset legendary bomb squad. It was a great day.
All right. Let's move into senior year.
Drake and Josh.
Yes. Senior year was also a very
highlight
fun year.
Highlight of my senior year, meeting Ms. Gervich.
No.
For sure.
I'll start. So my first one is football going undefeated, and everyone on the team dyed their hair blonde. And I thought it was just funny to walk around the school and see everyone with bleached hair, especially the people with really long hair.
My favorite moment from senior year was another sport moment. We won the regional title and for basketball, and we beat this team that was really freaking good. I don't know how we beat them. But we were losing by like 8 at halftime, and then we came back and went on like a 15 over run in the third quarter and took the game by storm. And we ended up winning by like 10, and it was just crazy because our fans rushed the court, but there was time left on the clock, so that would have been bad if the ref actually cared. But it was also a great time because we got to go down and play in the state semis game at Xfinity Center. That's, as you guys don't know, it's Maryland Terrapins basketball arena, and that was just a great experience. That's something I will never forget.
Well, senior year was a great year for me because it was the start of Experts Hour. How are you guys forgetting that?
Oh.
The start of Experts Hour.
Yeah, how
and
can
also,
we forget ourselves?
The Brown Dragons FC soccer team just made their
first
few games, and they've been going off recently.
Hey, would you like to explain what the Brown Dragons FC soccer team is?
Oh, yes. It's our rec soccer team that is going to win the league. I promise it.
You remember this?
I do remember.
That was the
so now, since we've shared our favorite memories from high school, there are definitely some memories we are leaving out, but those are the good ones that we remembered. We're going to go into our favorite teacher segment. This is a good one. Dawson, name your favorite teachers from high school. Just go. Name them all.
This is a really tough one, but I'm just going to list off.
Let's start with freshman year. Let's start with freshman year.
No, we'll just each person just going to name each teacher.
I'm going to name a few. Mr. Bond, the GOAT. Graves, obviously. Gervich. And to round off the list, I'm gonna go with Mr. T.
Mr. Trumbull.
Mr. Trumbull. That is gonna be on all of our lists. Devin, you wanna go next?
Oh, I'd love to go next. So my first shout out to one of my favorite teachers, Mr. Vitt. He retired, but he was a great English teacher and a great journalism teacher. I had him every year. And also I'm gonna shout out Van for being a good teacher. and Graves, of course. And finally, everyone's favorite, Mr. T. Shout out Mr. T for letting us do these podcasts and having letting us have a great year.
Some of my favorite teachers I remember. Sophomore year, it was definitely McCready. I think he's the best teacher in the school, hands down. Then also Ms. Gervich, of course, this year. And then Ms. Topis was very good. Ms. Hobbs, she was a geek. I love Ms. Hobbs. Who else?
Oh, let's not forget.
Shout out Ms.
Kevin's, Mr. T, of favorite course. Teacher, Mr. Gray.
Oh, Ms. Curry. Ms. Curry was a good one.
Yep.
And I don't know.
All right, here. I
can't think of any more.
I have personal favorite teachers. I have like five from every year, so let me go share them all. Freshman year, I loved Ms. Schultz, the math teacher. She was my favorite math teacher, or one of my favorite math teachers ever. And then we also had my boy Graves. That's my guy. Everyone knows. Graves is my boy. Who else did we have? We had Rosie. I've developed a good relationship with Rosie because of softball, and so I see her a lot. Let's see. We'll move to sophomore year. We had Miss Whitcamper, but she is now known as... Miss All's House, that's right. But she was that math class was awesome. Let's see, who else do we have? We had Graves again sophomore year. I'm drawing a blank here, but next year gonna be the junior year. We had Mr. Bond, Hugus the Goat. We had Mr. McCready, yes, how can I leave him out? We had Graves again.
Josh Jenga.
We don't need to bring that up. And then we'll move to the senior year. We have the lovely Mr. T, the goat.
Goat.
We had...
Shout out Mr. R.
We had... Yes. Huh. No. Yes. Shout out Mr. R. Now we had Van, our math teacher this year. Who else do I have this year? I have Graves again, of course. Yes, Graves twice. It's crazy. Yes. And then my last favorite teacher... My favorite one of all time, or not my, it's up there, but definitely Miss Gervich last year.
The more I think about it, the more I think back to all the teachers I liked. I really hated a lot of teachers that I'm not going to name, but I'm just thinking, I hated a lot of them. At least like six or seven that just
That's
really grinded
know.
My
That's
gears. I'm just thinking.
Oh, grind my gears. That's another thing I love about this year.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention this year. I did win fantasy football and basketball as a number 8 seed.
Sounded like a great year for you, Devin.
It was a great year for me. I just forgot that. It came to mind.
And we can't forget Fortnite. That happened.
Oh, yeah.
It did. And it is still
happening.
It took
over everyone's lives.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is taking over my life as we speak. Because I play on the phone all day during school. It's bad. But I get daily dubs keep the doctor away, ladies and gentlemen. Daily dubs keep the doctor away.
All right.
Do you guys want to do a brief basketball thing or no?
No.
Yes, all right. I'd love to.
No.
Like a 2 minute thing.
Alright, fine.
Alright, fine. I guess we'll have to break the barrier like I said earlier. I said we weren't gonna talk about any basketball, but it's an Experts Hour podcast. Come on, you know we have to talk about basketball.
This is a great
Let's just give our finals prediction.
A lot of controversy going on here.
Our finals prediction and winner.
Not a good topic.
In the East, obviously the Celtics are gonna be in the finals. They're already up 2-0 over LeBron trash and the rest of the Cavs. I mean it's basically
the third
just
place
LeBron.
Series.
What do you mean?
Basically.
If the Celtics play
mean.
The Warriors, I guarantee it'll go 6 games at least.
Oh, okay.
You heard it here.
Want to bet money on that?
I'll bet $10 on that right now.
All right, let's go right now.
Josh,
whatever,
just keeps losing
team wins in the West, we'll sweep I'll whatever team he wins in the East.
That's
no question
I'll bet on that.
Well, when the Celtics beat the Cavs, I don't know if they'll necessarily sweep them, but they'll beat them.
No,
and then I do think the Rockets are going to take this game, this series to 6. But I do believe the Warriors will win the series. But I just believe that the Celtics match up very well with the Warriors. They have somebody who can guard Curry. They have somebody who can guard Thompson. They have somebody who can definitely strap up Durant.
They
have somebody who can guard Draymond Green. And the fifth player doesn't even freaking matter because they don't use him anyways.
If the Cavs were to make the finals, they would get destroyed. They have four rest of the team they don't have to worry about. While the Celtics, you just don't know who to guard. They're all going
I think
all.
The Cavs
all
right, right now, up, they just need to worry about winning the third place.
Listen up. Well, I think, I know this breaks some hearts in this classroom right now, but I think the Cavs are going to come back and beat the Celtics because I don't see the Celtics containing LeBron for at least 2 more games like that. And also,
he had 40 and they still won.
But also, the Cavs teammates such as J.R. Smith, George Hill, Jeff Green, all those guys were ice cold and literally didn't do anything. LeBron and Love contributed for like 65% of their points.
Corver had
it. And it was still kind of close. They lost by like 13, right?
Yeah, it was just JR that had a bad game.
Exactly. No, and The people
and,
I need.
And George Hill, but he's trash. He's
their starting point guard.
As much as the NBA loves LeBron and wants him to win, the Celtics just try so much harder than the Cavs. It's completely evident. Mm, the Cavs work terribly as a team, and the Celtics are a great team.
Yep.
So, right, well, with the best coach in the league, I will say, Brad Stevens.
I just see every single play, I see Marcus Smart diving for loose balls and grabbing offensive boards. So that just should not happen for a guy his size. And the Cavs just don't seem to care. They just look at each other, take bad shots, and just don't get back on defense.
If the Celtics have any sort of lead in the fourth quarter in the last few minutes, it's over.
Yeah.
It's Brad Stevens.
They don't know how to deal with losing.
Brad Stevens is a better clutch player than LeBron.
It was a perfect example last night. In our group chat, even, LeBron had like 20-some points in the first quarter. Everyone's like, oh, he's the GOAT. It's over. They're
he
not going to stop
GOAT.
Him.
All right,
and
that's
then
it.
I was like, you guys are completely blind.
I have one
if
more
LeBron
thing.
Scores 20 right, points in every quarter, yeah, they'll win. But that's never going to happen ever again. If he just plays bad one quarter, they're completely done.
I have one more thing
Celtics
to mention before we have this GOAT discussion. I would like to say I'm very excited to see this Draymond Green versus Marcus Smart matchup in the finals. I think there's going to be a lot of technicals coming their way, and I hope Draymond gets ejected from like four games because I hate Draymond Green. He's a piece of crap. I'll have to tell you guys. I really don't like him.
The real MVP.
I have a bold prediction. Yeah, the Rockets will beat – or no, I'm sorry. The Warriors will beat the Rockets.
Yeah.
And the Cavs will beat the Celtics.
No.
Then the Warriors will sweep the Cavs, and LeBron James will go to the Rockets over the summer. Remember that.
That is
remember
not so
that.
Bold.
That
is not
that
so bold.
Bold. That's so bold. Remember that.
Except for the
just
part where the Celtics
just remember
beat.
That. Just remember that.
It's gonna. The Celtics are gonna beat the Cavs.
It's pretty bold.
And then LeBron's gonna go to the Rockets.
We'll see.
LeBron very well could go to the Rockets or the Lakers or the Sixers.
If LeBron goes to the Rockets, do you still think he's the GOAT?
Yes, obviously, because then he'll win like
three
more championships.
I would love to see LeBron go to the Rockets.
At his
because then the West would just be completely like. Group A, as opposed to the East.
Excuse me.
And the Celtics would win the East for the next 5 years.
Excuse me, you do have to remember that the Celtics do have Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward coming back next season.
Yeah, they'll win the next 5 years.
Yes, and they'll win the finals next 5 years. Thank you very much. This is a GG next year, boys.
Yeah,
if Steph Curry and Durant are
the
same team with Draymond, they're not losing a championship.
Listen to this. Right,
we'll
as a GOAT, sports analyst Colin Coward said,
he's not a GOAT.
It is a Brad Stevens team now. It was Kyrie Irving's team, but clearly they can win without Kyrie Irving and Brad Stevens.
The Celtics are
drawing
just a team
up, as
of
much as it
above
hurts me to say,
players.
They just don't need Kyrie because Brad Stevens
well
has
together.
Taken over,
we've
drawing
up
great
before.
Plays and great game plans for some subpar players and an all-star.
Excuse me.
We've never
some
seen
Scary average,
Terry.
Some
thank
average
you.
Players.
Scary Terry is
thank
all-star,
you for
baby.
Complimenting our coach.
If you were to ask 100
Stevens
people
too.
Who the best player in the Celtics is right now,
Brad
you'd
Stevens.
Get at least four different answers.
Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens.
You get four different answers.
Yeah.
We've never seen a team like that ever.
Exactly.
Especially one that's headed to the finals.
Exactly.
That's all coaching. That's all coaching.
Yes, it is. That's why we're the best coach in the league and the best coach
that's
in the decade.
I'm
agreeing with
Brad Stevens.
Yeah, I'm agreeing
you're
with
right,
you guys.
You're right.
So Colin
the last thing we'd like to mention on our last ever podcast is, once again, thank you, Mr. Trauma, for giving us this opportunity. You are the real GOAT for this. Yes, the GOAT. The real GOAT.
You made senior year better than it would have been. That's for sure.
Yes. Writing articles all year might have not been the best, but podcasts, they were really fun.
He
they
gave us
a
chance
pleasure.
To
they're
express
right
our ideas
yep.
in the way we would like.
And we did exactly that. And Ms. Trumbull, once again, thank you for that.
Thank you.
So, I guess it's, we'll sign it off for the
I
last
guess this
time.
Is goodbye.
From your boys, Josh Mann.
Dawson Wolf.
Devin Hendrick.
And Aaron Hirsch.
Thank you all for tuning in to Experts Hour this year. We really appreciate it, and we out.
We out.